All week long, we've been playing you this sound.
This is burning money, and as part of the offering, so that they can use it in the other side of the world.
It's a sound you can hear every spring when Chinese families around the world observe Qingming, or in English, Tomb Sweeping Day. It's a day when families pay respect to their ancestors by cleaning grave sites and bringing offerings of paper money and paper clothes to burn. We sent KALW's Liz Mack to the Mountain View Cemetery in Oakland to tell us more.
It's early in the day, and there's dozens of Chinese families on this hillside overlooking the bay. We're in one of the two Chinese sections of the cemetery, where people are gathered around their family plots. They're cleaning up their ancestors' grave markers by sweeping them, trimming back overgrown grass, and re-outlining engravings with gold pen to make them look fresh and new again. Some are burning offerings in red tin cans, others praying with incense.
Hi, good morning.
Go san.
Candy Lau works here with a lot of Chinese families. If a loved one passes away, she's the person to talk to.
So you know a lot of these people?
Yeah. But some of them is my client, you see?
Oh, so all these trash cans are for people to light fires and like burn the money?
That's a burning can. Yeah. Hey, zhou san la. Zhou san.
Lau's looking for families who'd feel comfortable speaking with us. She says up to 500 people come to Mountain View to observe Qingming, but it's a private moment for every family.
The family, they come to the cemetery to pay the respect to the loved one. It's a good karma. That's why we take care of our ancestor afterlife and my children. They will take care of me when one day I'm passed away. Yeah, that's what we believe.
After a few tries, we meet the Ying family.
Hi, I'm Liz.
Okay. My name is Nelson. Last name is Ng, N-G.
And which ancestors are you paying respect to?
It's my grandmother and my father. These are my nieces here. And then my son and my nephew and then my daughter. That's my sister over there, my sister-in-law. My brother is coming over with my mom and my nieces as well.
Hi, guys. So what are your names?
Oh, Jocelyn Ng.
Catherine Ng.
Elizabeth Teo. Mm-hmm. Cousins.
Yeah, we're all cousins.
And so what are you holding in your hand right now?
I don't think it's...
Incense.
And do you know what it's for?
Actually, honestly, I don't really know.
It's Uncle Nelson.
What is this, Dad?
This is incense.
Well, what's it for?
Okay, you light the incense, and then you show to the ancestors that you're here. This is the first thing that we do. Okay?
Okay.
That's why we do this.
So what is your grandma saying right now?
So she's telling my aunt and my dad to go first.
Each person takes turns paying their respects to the dead. Three generations of extended family, one by one.
You kneel down on that.
She points to a spot in front of the grave. There's a protocol to how you do this. You take burning incense, you bow three times, and then you stick that incense into the ground nearby.
You put the incense in with two hands in the ground.
Through two hands.
We pray to them, we kneel down, we first set up all the things with all the offering.
Offerings like big packages filled with paper replicas of fake money and clothing. Stuff ancestors can use in the afterlife. And if you really want to get fancy, you can burn paper iPhones and Gucci bags.
This is burning money and as part of the offering so that they can use it in the other side of the world.
Burning paper objects is how you make sure your ancestors have what they need, like sending them care packages, like an otherworldly UPS. It's something the Ying family has been doing for generations.
So you guys realize that one day you guys are going to be the ones in charge?
Yes.
Do you feel, like, prepared?
Nope. Yes.
Nope.
I do.
Okay, you can be
the boss, but she feels the most prepared.
Yeah. We're going to teach them how the traditional way and personalize it a little bit. And
the way our parents taught us.
And the way their parents taught them. For Cross Currents, this is Liz Mack.
That story was co-produced by KALW's Jeremy Dalmas. Our winner this week is Grecian Goki. Congratulations on getting the answer exactly right and also on having a great name. We're going to send you a KALW t-shirt.